Yeah, I just want you to sit back and just imagine this for me, right? Let's have this little fantasy where, let's say that it's that time of year where all these layoffs start to happen and you just happen to be one of those unlucky people who got laid off, and it's all okay though. You know, you have a severance package, you can apply for unemployment, and you can even apply to get food stamps, and you can live off savings just for a little bit. You're looking forward to just taking this break from working all the time and just sit back and just relax. And so after you get all your unemployment set up, you finally get the envelope in the mail. It's your food stamps just coming in. You're just ready to start using it. You grab the card, you go buy a drink from the local supermarket. That's when you see the balance on the receipt minus the cost of the drink. It looks as though you have just $2,500 on that card alone. You're pretty sure this must be an error because you set it up so that only one person was set to receive these benefits. So you called the number on the card because it must be an error. And you know, once the customer service rep answered, you told them that the balance was $2,500. There must be an error of some sort. And the person on the other side of the phone says, "Oh yes, I'm really sorry, there was a mistake." And you hear some typing on the other side and they say, "Okay, the balance should be settled now. Your card's all set." And they remind you that the balance resets every month. It's use it or lose it. They finish up the call saying, "Have fun, remember to eat up." You think that's a little bit weird, but you're glad to have it all sorted out. And so you go online just to check the balance, and so that way you can budget out your spending for the month. And that's when you see it. The office is giving you $25,000 to spend on food every month. You read the fine print and it says that it can be spent at grocery stores, takeout, restaurants, anywhere that they sell food, you can spend it there. And at first you think there must be an error, but you look it up and it turns out that your town, having faced so many layoffs in such a short period of time, is trying out this new trial program, giving people $25,000 to spend on food every month just to see how it helps out to combat all the inflation. So you're not the only one that's receiving these benefits. And upon hearing this information, your belly just starts to get this sinking feeling of urgency to go out and spend all the money before time runs out, make sure that you use up every cent. But you try to fight this urge. So you do the normal rational thing and you go out to a grocery store to fill out your fridge and your cupboards, make sure that you get all the essentials. And when you go there, all these other men are at the grocery store. They're doing the same thing, a little bit less responsible than you. All these big-bellied men who've already been unemployed for a month, they're going in there, just laughing it up, looking at all these other big-bellied men filling up their carts, all of them on the same program as you. One guy is just rubbing his gut as he fills up his cart with all of these ready-made pizzas. Another guy has his cart just stacked to the brim with cream and milk and cookies and sandwiches. And you look at them and you just think to yourself, man, they're really irresponsible with all their money. As you stack up your cart, filling it with groceries, filling it with vegetables and fruits, all the healthy stuff. But when you ring your cart up, you look at the balance and just see you've only spent like $50 compared to all these other guys who are taking advantage of this program. And you try your best to hold on to some semblance of self-control, but as the days go by, the balance is still there. You've barely even spent $1,000 on food. You have $24,000 more to go. And you try your best to hold back. You try so hard to maintain your self-control. You try to just focus on getting a new job and getting off this program. But everywhere you look, there's just guys just sitting down and eating, walking around and eating, all of them looking happier, healthier, and fuller. And it's all going well and good until you get invited to go out and eat with all your other coworkers, all the other ones that have been laid off. You just all want to go have a cheat meal. And so you schedule to have your cheat meal with them. You sit down at the table and all of them are looking heavier, but happier, jollier. And as the waiter comes by to take your order, every one of them is ordering 5, 6, 7 entrees, 3 appetizers each, and a couple of drinks. And they all stare at you as you order a little salad. They pressure you to order more. And so you do. You find yourself just looking at the menu, all eyes on you. You order nachos, you order french fries, you order every single thing that comes to mind. You just order it without even thinking because you have the money to cover it. And so what's the harm in indulging just this once? You can always just pack away the leftovers, right? And as the food comes out, your coworkers just polish off plate after plate and you follow suit. You just eat more and more. And as the meal comes to an end, you just look down at your belly and see that it's rounder and fuller than it's been in weeks. It's so round and full that it looks kind of uncomfortable, but for you, it just felt really good. As you and your coworkers sat around the table, the check came. You paid for that $4,000 meal without even batting an eye. You wave bye to all your friends as you leave the restaurant, just rubbing your gut. The second you get into your car, your tummy starts to rumble. And you rub your belly to quell this feeling of discomfort. But it's not a fullness anymore. No. Somehow your tummy is empty again. And as much as you try to restrain yourself, there's no need to. And you find yourself pulling into a drive-thru, just getting a quick bite to eat before you go look for another job. You pull over in the parking lot, and a lot of other guys have had the same idea as you. If you look left and right, it's just guys, various states of undress, in their cars, just munching away, going back into the drive-thru, ordering more, parking right next to you again, and just eating. And as you look around you, you begin to realize that the only really skinny men are the ones that are working, the ones that are doing actual manual labor, the ones that are making all the food, the ones that are working real jobs. They're trim, they're muscular, they're fit. But everybody else, everyone that got laid off recently, all they do is just sit around and eat all day. And why wouldn't they? They're all on the same food stamps program as you. They all have the same amount of money to spend. And they all just need some time away from work. And you just begin to realize that you deserve some time away from work too. You need to stop being so uptight about your spending and just let go and relax, just like everybody else around you. And so you pull into the drive-thru and with a big, fat smile on your face, you order the most decadent thing on the menu. Then you order 2 more just to be safe. And you pull over in that full parking lot and you stuff yourself full. And as you eat and belch and stuff yourself full, you scroll through your phone, inviting all of your old coworkers to go out to eat together. And you just find yourself for the second time that day going out to eat with friends. And you get there, food already in hand, just munching on a burger. And you just enter this big fancy restaurant. One that you could never normally afford to go to. And as you sit down, you're in good company because your other coworkers, they've been unemployed for longer. They've been laid off for months. And so they're completely used to this lifestyle by now. All of them wearing the fanciest attire that they have, which looks like it fit 50 or 60 pounds ago. The meal hadn't even begun yet. And all of their buttons were straining, all of their shirts were food stained, all of their pants were just this close to bursting open. And as you sat down with them, finishing off your takeout, you expected that they'd ask you how the job search was going or ask you how you were doing. But no. All any of them really wanted to talk about was just food. Talk about what you were going to order, what food you ate today, how much it costs. How the food stamps program just didn't give them enough to spend on food. And you just sat there in disbelief, seeing how everybody let themselves go so much, so far, and you told yourself, I'll never let myself get that way, before ordering 4 desserts for yourself and 2 entrees, just to start. After all, you had another 20,000 left to spend.